somebody who's very creative, coming up with ideas when COVID-19 hits. She is a head designer for JBS MSK, a longtime women's wear manufacturer in New York City's Garment Center, and you know, coming up with different ideas how to the company can look at something that fills a need. And Julianne Margiotta joins us to talk about something called Clasp for Your Mask. Julianne, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right, take us back to the sort of what you were doing like in February or whatever prior to all this, and then a little bit of the transition to what you've come up with this time around.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been designing now for JBS MSK for about 10 years, longtime women's wear manufacturer, and it's in our DNA to design dresses for women to make them feel beautiful, and that's what we do best. And when COVID hit, we knew we had to switch things up quickly and do something that would be impactful for our customers and fulfill a real need at the time. And we were able to find a gap in the market for not only a safe mask, but something that would be practical and stylish and do what we do best and make people want to wear something again.
When did you have to do research, I guess, for two parts? One, I guess, is to figure out what's the best kind of mask? What kind of pattern do I have? How does, you know, what kind of prototypes did you go through to get to where you are now?
Oh, so many prototypes. We started off with things that, you know, were maybe made of cotton or that weren't breathable. And we did a lot of different patterns. And what we came up with was this 3D fit that has what's called a V-fit, which is designed to sit away from your face. So when you are wearing the mask, it doesn't sit directly on your face, which creates maximum breathability and reduces sweat, which I'm sure you've all had a mask that you've worn and you can't breathe or it makes you sweat. This mask doesn't do any of that. It's amazing. It's the most comfortable mask I've ever worn. Sometimes I wear it for 12 hours and I forget I even have it on.
How does it work for people like us who wear glasses and sometimes get fogged up?
Well, it's actually, like I said, it has this 3D fit. So it's super tight on the top right by your nose. So it doesn't give any space for that heat to kind of rise up. I actually have many friends who wear glasses and have said that this was the best product that they've tried.
All right. Enough about the mask. Let's talk about the clasp. This is the part
that's the exciting part, Bruce.
Isn't it? Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about it. I sort of visualize it. I've seen from pictures of it. You know, some in the way, and I don't want to say when people have like reading glasses or something, they'll have that chain, you know, that they leave around their neck.
Yeah, crow key, exactly.
Is that sort of like the inspiration or where did this come from to do this?
So that was, of course, an inspiration, but actually it was something as simple as one day I was grocery shopping during quarantine and I had came back to my car and my mask fell on the ground. And I thought to myself, well, I'm not putting that back on my face. It didn't seem very sanitary, so I immediately thought of creating a chain that would clip onto the mask to keep it from being dropped, you know, or thrown into the bottom of your bag, getting dirty. That way it could clip onto the mask, hang around your neck when you're not wearing it, and basically keep it clean and easily accessible at all times.
And it becomes, even when it's on you, if people aren't looking closely, I mean, it looks just like a piece of jewelry then, like almost like a necklace.
Exactly. And that's what's great about it, too, is for someone that is fashionable and didn't want to, you know, wear a product on their face that didn't represent who they are. Now with this, we can bring a little fashion into it. There's a ton of different styles for both men and women on our website. We have so many different prints. We have solids. We have different clasp options. You have jewelry. You have more, we have cords, paracords for tradesmen. We have a bunch of different options. If you go to our website, it's www.claspforyourmask. That's C-L-A-S-P foryourmask.com. You could follow us on Instagram at Glass for Your Mask, and you could see all our styles.
When you do women's wear, though, that's clothing, but I guess accessories is still part of your business, or at least you've had experience in that, or did you kind of get information from someone else?
No, I mean, we mostly do dresses and sportswear, but, you know, we have to think on our feet, and, you know, we've done a little bit of accessories, but this is new for us, but we've gotten an incredible reaction for the market. I think because it's so simple, that's why people love it, and they're becoming so popular. They're selling out really fast. And most people who have bought one have returned and bought multiple because they know it's a reliable product. It's affordable, and it's great quality.
Is it something that can work with any mask, or is it really just proprietary towards your masks that you have?
Actually, that's a great question, and it works on any mask because that was our goal. The goal here is to make people want to wear a mask. And with this clasp, it just has a little claw at the end, so it could hook onto our mask or any mask that you may have already at home.
You never thought you'd have sort of a little fashion expose for masks, right? This is becoming so different for you.
I know. It's so new, but, you know, it's great. And we're keeping people employed and working. And, you know, our main motivation here was to design a fashionable product that would encourage you to wear your mask because you want to, not because you have to. And, you know, having your mask ready around your neck whenever you need it in today's world is a very comforting feeling. And with a clasp, it helps to ensure that you'll never leave your mask behind.
On a separate note, what's the fall fashion? What are the colors I need to look for this coming fall? You got any for me?
Yeah, of course. You should always wear olive. Brings out, you know, people's eyes, even if they're brown or colored. It's perfect. Olive's the color of the season.
All right, that's good. And where's the skirt length? Do we know that yet? Or is that, I need to get these things because, you know, this whole year has been kind of crazy. You know, car shows, auto shows have been postponed, things like that. But there's always, you see seasonal changing in stores, but the shopping's not the same as well either, so.
I know. The shopping isn't right. The same now, but I have a really strong feeling that everyone's going to want to get out there and, you know, do as much as possible. And for us, we need to do our part. Everyone has to wear a mask, keep yourself and your loved ones safe, and then we could get back to normal sooner. And then you could wear that skirt that's been hanging in your closet however long.
I know that the world the world would become a better place, or at least we know back to normal, if they come with the ugly Christmas masks to take over, to pair with your ugly sweater. So
I know. I already have a party lined up. I'll send you an invite.
Sounds great. Well, Julianne, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to find out more about this great new product and idea you've come up with, where do they go to get that?
So they're going to go to www.claspforyourmask.com. Again, that's class, CLASP, FOR, your mask. And actually, we have, for all of your listeners, a special 20% off sale for the next 24 hours. If you head to our website, you can type in WEOL as the promo code at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your whole order.
Sounds great. Julianne, thanks for your time this morning. It was great.
Thank you so much, Bruce. It was great talking with you.
Bye-bye.